brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the Cabin.
Mornings at the Cabin, indeed. Wheeler and Lecter with you on your Friday morning. Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford driving the north. It's 1.4 degrees. There was frost on my window this morning. I had to sit in the driveway, heating up the truck just a little bit before I, of course, used windshield wiper fluid to get the rest of that ice off of there. Don't have a scraper in my car just yet. Not taking that final step just yet. As we head into the weekend, just a normal weekend, not even a long weekend, just a normie weekend. But for all you kids out there who still aren't in school, happy day. None of you are listening to this. That's fine.
I started my car with my phone this morning.
What?
For like the first time since like the first week after I bought it.
Oh, really? You haven't used it that? It's a great app.
It is. It's good.
But I mean, you've got the fob. I mean, you just pointed out the window. There you go.
Well, it like signed me out at some point.
Oh,
I can't remember. And then I couldn't
remember.
Because
you stopped using it.
And then I couldn't remember my password, of course.
Of course.
And so I just like never made a point of signing back in. And then the other day I was like, this would actually be really good.
It's really good. They brought back scheduled starts, so you'll be able to schedule your starts again.
Oh, the technology.
The technology. That's right. Start your car from your phone. And hey, what? At Ford, it's free for life, not like those other places. Jerks. Friday morning here at the Cabin is always a fun little morning. Plenty to talk about heading into the weekend. We got a little bit more Brexit to take care of because we didn't get to Brackenberry's exit interview. And also, you know what? Stay off my lawn, golfers. Also, vaccine proof at businesses becoming a thing. I couldn't be more happy about it.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Friday morning. Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford driving the north. It's warmed up one-tenth of a degree to 1.5 degrees. A message from the Yellowknife Golf Club. A stern warning. Not really stern, actually. Just asking the people who golf maybe to not golf after the golf course has been closed to golf. In a message sent out a couple days ago on their Facebook page. Hi, everyone. The course has been closed since Monday, yet some of us haven't gotten that memo. Snarky. But good. I like that. Snow fences are completely done and closed off around the greens. What that means is you can't be on the greens. If you think you can step over the fences, you can't. We don't have any 7-foot members. All right. You don't know that. And you are trying to step over them, unfortunately, will cause tears. If the fences tear, then they blow over and can be damaged over the winter. We need them intact. So by playing on the greens when they are closed, you are ultimately telling the other 400 members that you don't care about the brand new greens. And we know that you do. We all do. Let's keep off the greens and the golf course, and we'll see you all next year. First comment, stay on the greens! Thanks. Fair enough, Bob Ross.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. No other comments on it. Usually something like this
really... I mean,
really,
nothing more need be said, really.
Well, I mean, nothing more needs to be said, truly. But usually a post like this would set off...
That usually doesn't stop people.
It doesn't stop people at all. I think a lot of people are going to follow R and CBC's lead and just be like, you know what? No comments. We said what we said. That's it. But I mean, yeah. What are you doing? I know everyone's maybe wants to get that one last round because we're going deep into October here without any snow. Like, we had a little snow and it went away. Like, you know, we're reaching deep into October here without, you know, without blustering winds. We've had a few nice days this week, really nice days. In fact, if it's nice again tonight, I'm going to have a little fire in the fire pit.
Not going to go golfing?
Nah, I was thinking about it, but then I saw these large orange fences around the greens and I was like, oh, that must mean the golf course is closed to golf. So I shouldn't golf on these because those are brand new greens, which they probably spent tens of thousands of dollars on. And I like golf. Do I like it enough to be a complete asshat?
Yes.
Probably. Probably I do.
I thought those were just fence traps.
That's right.
Sand traps.
Yeah, it's just another obstacle.
There's all kinds of obstacles on golf courses. Why not fences?
That's right. That's right. We should be mending fences, not stepping over them.
Yeah, and of course, being the local 7-foot member,
yeah,
I do not care.
I do not care. I will step over those fences all day long. it is always remarkable that we have to send, like, that businesses or organizations have to send out messages that are like this. It's like when you see a warning on a product. It's like, don't put in your mouth.
Yeah.
Right. Don't set on fire.
It literally says poison on the box.
Yeah, it says poison on the box. Do not use as mouthwash.
Rat poison.
Yeah.
Only
use on rats.
Not breath
if fresher. You wish to. Like, there are such ridiculous warnings on so many products because somebody, you know, there's a Simpsons reference for you right there. Like Homer's, see, because of me, they have a warning.
That's right.
Because you did something ridiculously stupid.
I think my favorite thing about this is I can't help but read it in head pro general manager Cole Marshall's voice.
Like,
it must have been him that wrote it.
Right.
And like you said, you know, a lot of it is amazing sometimes the things that have to be said in no uncertain terms, black and white.
Yeah.
Things that should be very obvious that you need to reinforce to people not to do.
Wash your hands. Stay distant. Wear a mask. Vaccines are safe. These are things that, I mean, maybe you put them on the side of a box or something. Maybe people will listen to them if they're on a box somewhere.
I think people would listen more if we had Cole writing these warnings.
Right. And I mean, I think he did. I mean, they're written in a very casual tone, just like,
but just with a little bit of snark.
We all do a little bit of snark. I like that.
Yeah.
Apparently someone hasn't gotten the memo.
Yeah.
I like that.
A little snark, a little, you're going to ruin it for the rest of us.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
We need that sense of responsibility brought onto us.
Into
you know, we're
floor.
Not just going to figure this out. That a fence around something means stay off of it.
I mean, I need a sign or something. And maybe for Cole, if you're listening, you're not. But if you are, or someone tells you this, I mean, maybe put up a sign. I'd like, obviously, this is not your fault, but maybe there has to be a sign.
You know what? 18 signs.
18 signs. Yeah, because they'll go to every hole. Every hole's got a sign except like hole 9. It's like, guess we can play 9.
Holes 1 through 10, all the fences around them, they all have signs saying not to step over the fence.
That's right.
I wonder what hole 11 says.
Yeah, let's go see. Let's go see. No, still a fence, but no sign. Judgment call. Judgment call. And like, I mean, you and I don't play golf that much. I played, I think, 4 times this summer. But I mean, you know, you still want to.
Hey, beat me 4-0.
There you go. You still want people to take care of it because it is a ton of fun playing a little golf.
It is.
Out at the Yellowknife Golf and Country Club.
Especially taking advantage of the one, you know, part of the course that's green.
The greens. Super easy. So there you go. I hope those greens stay intact over the winter because they just added them right at the end of the season. So, I mean, that's a tough. They're already probably chomping at the bit because, like, all right, we're putting them in like a week before we close and then winter. I guess we'll see what happens after winter. But
I think Andre the Giant's going to get his membership revoked.
Yeah, right. He's the only 7-foot member. He's a giant. Also, a reminder. For to not play on the greens, obviously, during the winter. And, hey, if you're out there on your skidoo machine, maybe don't go over the greens either on your skidoo. You jackass. Brap doesn't mean crap. Yes! Oh, man. It's pretty good.
You nailed him.
Yeah, I nailed him pretty good. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast. Hey, it was early. What do you want from us?
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora 4, driving the north. Down again from 1.5 to 1.4 degrees. Oh, my goodness. In the news yesterday, another press conference, pandemic restrictions in the Yellowknife area and Betcha Coat will be extended to 5 p.m. On Friday, October 22nd. After that, some NWT businesses will be allowed to require proof of vaccination for entry. So that's the news that came in the press conference yesterday. Heard tell that like it sounds like school might get back into business around the 25th, like right before Halloween. Mostly as a tester. I mean, if you go back to school and there's another spread, then you're gonna have to shut her down again. But obviously, a lot of people, you know, kind of chomping at the bit, want their kids to get back to school because who the hell wants to take care of your kids 24 hours a day? I know I don't. Right? I've got several children.
And you're sick of them.
I am sick of my kids. What can you say? And I mean, we joke, but we understand that there's a lot more stress when you have to go to work and you need to find childcare. You need to find people to take, like to be in the house, even if you, like, you may not even be allowed to take people into your house to take care of your kids or send them somewhere else. It's tough. It's a really tough way. So obviously getting back to normal is normal, whatever that means, is probably the best, you know, best course of action.
Getting back to normal would be the least normal thing we could do.
The least normal thing.
And we also joke, but Jesse Wheeler has not seen his kids in 4 or 5 years. And
I mean,
it's not funny.
No, it's not. You know, I just have no inclination to do it. So there you go. Schools be able to resume in-person learning at that time, which is the 22nd, which is Friday. So that would mean the 25th they'd be able to go back to school, right?
Yeah.
Gathering limits can increase to 100 people indoors and 200 people outdoors. Finally, we can have that party I've always been dreaming of. If non-essential businesses and events implement a proof of vaccination requirement, which is the newly introduced, which is newly introduced to the territory. So you can get those restrictions, those limits increased if you require vaccination. So it's going to be very interesting to see. A lot of businesses are going to be, yeah, just like, that's fine. Like I imagine like Walmart and grocery stores won't, because they're still essential. Even if you're not vaccinated, obviously you still need to get groceries.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of going to be one of the like crossroads kind of thing is you can't, the essential businesses,
right.
I don't know if you could really do that, because obviously there are people who have legitimate reasons for not being able to be vaccinated, and they still need to be able to, like, there will, I'm sure, as we move forward, there will be like, you know, exemptions made on case by case basis,
right,
for places that do require proof of vaccination.
Right.
But regardless, we still live in a society where everyone needs equal access to,
oh, for sure, to essential services
and essentials.
Absolutely.
And all that sort of thing.
If we could get off this food dependency,
then, you know,
if
we'd
big
be fine.
Food could just get off our back. So, I mean, I know there aren't very many reasons to not be able to get vaccinated other than the age thing right now. So if you've got one of those reasons that you can't get vaccinated, I mean, this is where stores like Walmart or grocery stores need to be able to pivot and be like, okay, you can't be vaccinated, so I can't allow you in, but here's what we can do. We can deliver you groceries or whatever. Remember, they got curbside pickup now, but a delivery service for groceries and things like that would obviously be a thing that could be done as well. In the story as well, businesses and organizations will be able to require that people show vaccine credentials before they can enter. People who aren't eligible for vaccines, which is currently includes children under the age of 12, will still be able to attend. There you go. But one of the things that's happening with this is that they're giving the businesses the choice,
mm-hmm.
which is, I mean, I'm sure if Ollie was here, he'd explain it to me like I'm a dummy, but. But
a dummy who wants to learn.
A dummy who wants to learn.
Yeah.
But I mean, obviously, I'm a partner of a person with a small business, and having to, and they're, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do yet. I have a good idea. But putting it on the businesses to make that distinction, to make those choices, is a tough one, right? Because you want businesses to make the safe choice, especially if there's children involved. But putting it on them to deal with the bull that people are going to come to them with, that's a tough one. And I don't love it a lot. I don't love it. Like, there's got to be that choice because, you know, there's that, you know, because we don't want that to segregate an entire section of the population. And I don't want to do that either. But I mean, we've seen how harsh this outbreak can be, how quickly it can spread when people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And even if they are doing what they're supposed to be doing, you can still get it, but it's less severe. And, you know, you have a less chance of spreading it if you're vaccinated. So it's tough, though, because, you know, we've seen it all around the country, and that's why I kind of joked earlier this morning, like, let's see how Yellowknife handles this, because we've seen it in Edmonton, we've seen it in Alberta, BC, across the country, people picketing hospitals or like losing their minds on retail workers because they have to wear a mask or they have to show proof of vaccination. And, you know, people will make allusions to Nazi Germany or whatever. I'm going to get worked up. They will. As soon as you'll see it posted on Facebook, there's going to be a business that says you need vaccines to be in here. And somebody will post about it, about how it's Nazi Germany and they got to show their papers or whatever. Again, that illusion is so incredibly offensive. And also, this is not communism. I got into a thing with a guy on Facebook yesterday where he kept on describing things that weren't communism as communism. I was like, that's still not communism. What you're describing is not communism. This is not communism. Having to show proof of vaccination during a pandemic is not communism. It's not what it is. But it's tough to put that on the businesses. I know they probably do not have the authority to do a citywide vaccine mandate, which is why they put it in the hands of the business. But that means that the business has to take the brunt of that, right? The person at the business who's not trained to deal with people's nonsense and screaming and verbal assaults and things like that. I hope that doesn't happen, but we've seen it happen everywhere else. So
generally, they're just not paid well enough to have to put up.
There
with
it
that.
Is. That's part of it. Like so, like if McDonald's requires a vaccine or something like that, you know someone's going to make a stink about it. You know it. You know, and I mean, even a small business, and they'll put their kids in it as well. It's like, you're preventing my child from doing this. Like, no, you are. You're doing that. You're making that choice. Because it still is a choice to be vaccinated. You're just going to have to deal with the
You're making my Happy Meal into an unhappy meal.
That's right. I thought smiles were free, but now I'm paying for them?
You got to have a vaccine for a smile.
Yeah, that's right. It's only the vaccinated get the smile. Again, like, you know, freedoms are, these are not inalienable rights. These are privileges. The right to be able to travel and all these other things. These, like, if I love it when people talk about, like, well, I should be able to travel around the country. That's one of my freedoms guaranteed, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, it really isn't.
No.
You have to pay money to travel. If you don't have money, you don't get to travel. You can walk all you want, I suppose. But if you don't have money, you can't get on a plane. You don't have money for gas. You can't get in your car. So, I mean, all of these things are not. Right.
Well, you can go from country to country and beg, but people really hate it when you do that.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. They don't like it. They don't like it. And that doesn't sound like a great vacation.
It's not
either.
Great. No.
So I'm worried about what's going to happen with certain small businesses. I'm worried about how people are going to react to it. And I think that's just kind of the worry.
Yeah.
Time, really.
I mean, although that's not much different from what it has been since the start of the pandemic.
Right.
You know, you've had, which is why, personally, I've never got too worked up or upset about seeing people being allowed to go into the grocery store when we are under a mandatory masking mandate. And then you see that one or two people who, you know, maybe best case scenario, benefit of the doubt, maybe they just forgot their mask.
Right. I've forgotten my mask. I absolutely have. And gone up to the person at the till and been like, do you have a mask? I'm so sorry. And they've said no. And I was like, okay, well, I'll just run home and get my mask.
Yeah, and so, I mean, and some people, it's just, you know, maybe not that convenient to do that, so you just try and get your shopping done as quickly as possible and not say anything
or I've done that
talk
too.
To anyone.
I've done that too.
And then, you know, other people maybe just trying to make a point, but I never got that worked up about it because I'm just like, I don't feel like anyone working at this grocery store should have to put up with stopping that person at the door and telling them you have to have a mask to come in. And then dealing with the onslaught of nonsense that comes their way. They're not that they shouldn't have to deal with
not
that.
Not at all.
And for the most part, we've been lucky enough here in Yellowknife that 99% of the people have been on the team and are doing what they're supposed to be doing and making the responsible choices. So they haven't. There's been, you know, handful of of incidents like that. But yeah, I never would have ever dream of putting that on the grocery store staff to like
or anyone's staff. Yeah. No one is trained to deal with your nonsense. No one is paid enough to deal with your nonsense.
No.
Maybe a police officer, if you really want to go that far, is trained to deal with that nonsense. But like, yeah, that's kind of where we're at once again. And it's going to be with vaccines, and I know how people are going to react to it because we've seen it this whole time. We've been in this for 20 months, and people are still reacting the same way. So it's tough. But we have a very high rate of vaccination, so hopefully we won't see some of these incidents. And for the people that can't get vaccinated, hopefully businesses can pivot to accommodate them as well. I guess we'll see, because that's where we're going.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast, where we cut out all the great music and you're left with the rest.
Mornings at the Cabin, brought to you by Aurora Ford, Drive of the North. Still 1.4 degrees outside, and we know how cold it is. There's frost in the windows, and it's one of the reasons. Oh! It's one of the reasons Megan Mary Braggenberry was late for her exit interview. Welcome, Brax.
Hi.
So we asked you to be here for 8 o'clock for your exit interview. You're late, which does not bode well for your exit interview.
I'm
not going to lie to you.
I know. What am I, like a minute late?
No, you're 4 minutes late.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we're starting this 4 minutes. Oh, that little elephant walk. We'll still play it when you're gone.
Please do.
Should we do an elephant run? Because you had to run here, didn't you?
Yeah, I did run here.
There we go.
Oh.
Speed it up a little bit.
I love it.
Oh, I like it fast.
Right? Isn't
it works.
It's very cool. Late for your exit interview. You're fired. There's no other way to put it. Finish out your last day, clean up your crap, and get the hell out. That's hilarious.
Such a struggle.
You want to tell us what happened this morning?
Well, I couldn't. I'm not like a experienced car person.
Okay.
And I was borrowing.
That is obvious by how you just described yourself.
I was borrowing my roommate's car, and I didn't have this issue yesterday, but it was really frosty, and I couldn't find her scraper thing, so I was scraping with a spatula, and it didn't work that well, and I couldn't really see, and I drove like halfway up the road and was like, no, I can't do this. So I pulled over into a convenience store like four blocks down.
Yeah, the convenience store.
Crashed into the convenience store.
Literally just like was like, no, I can't, this is unsafe, and then like sprinted up the street. To get here, and
thank you so much for being
here. Oh my god, the dedication!
Oh, it was such a struggle.
You could have easily just said, "I'm not gonna make it." I'm like, "All right, fair enough."
I drove around the corner, stopped, parked, scraped some more, then drove up to the stop sign, stopped, scraped some more. Like, oh my god, it was a struggle, but I made it.
So your roommate's car's heater is not working.
I don't know how to work it. I'm like, I don't know, and it's early.
Hit the defrost button. What's wrong with you?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
I've only
my God.
Ever driven in
how
the
are
summer.
You even? How is she even allowing you to drive the car? It's like, I don't know what things do.
I don't know. I didn't drive it the whole time unless I needed to come in here, which
okay,
was like,
fair
what,
enough.
Once now, so.
Well, I'll let Sarah know that her vehicle doesn't work. Or that it's going to be towed.
Fair. Well, no, yeah. It might be towed. But I'll get it.
It might be towed.
I parked very badly, but I'm just going to run back down the hill and grab it.
What a bunch of hassle just to get fired either way.
No doubt. Like, that's what's going to happen here.
What a struggle.
Like, not to bury the lead on the exit interview, but your driving skills on the exit interview, 0 out of 10. Okay. So we had you on yesterday. We were hanging out. We didn't get a chance to do your exit interview. Today's your last day. So we, as is tradition, Ollie's your boss, but
yes.
Lecter and I will do your exit interview. Lecter, you want to kick it off?
Well, I think most people are wanting to know. Obviously, since you joined us here at Cabin Radio, you've done a wonderful job. We've really enjoyed having you here.
It's been kind of like
a Super Mario Brothers, like Batman and Robin kind of thing with Sibs. And I feel like a lot of people, myself included, are having trouble conceptualizing a world without Bracken Sibs. How do you think you are going to get along without Sarah Sibley?
It'll be tough.
Right.
Our identities really became one in the cauldron that is Cabin Radio.
Cauldron?
Yeah.
Close that place down.
Was that a place?
No.
Oh, should be. Anyways, we really did become one, but I think it'll be rough at first, but given time, I might be able to soar.
Ooh, let your wings spread.
No idea how high I can fly. Yeah,
that's right. You had one wing behind your back with Sibs beside you.
Now I'm an independent, I can really.
Really sink your
tackle,
teeth into something.
Yeah, everything that she stopped me from doing.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think we all know she was holding you back.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I was going slow for her sake. But
Wow.
You know, I should have said Simon and Garfunkel, but I went
so
with
am
Batman
I Simon?
And Robin.
Okay.
I think we know what we're inferring here.
Yeah, I think it's more like a Garfunkel and Oates situation.
probably.
All right. So, that's a tough, nice question there, Lecter. That's a tough one to, you're close friends. I know you'll remain friends.
Yeah. Again, I'm
not
dying.
Not as close. You're not dying.
I'm still going to be here.
Again, just dead to us.
Yeah.
We'll see you out and about, I imagine. We all run in similar circles. Right?
Yeah.
I stay home on weekends and that's about it.
Yeah. I'll give a wave.
Yeah.
Bye. A curt nod.
So in your time here,
yes,
you have succeeded as much as you failed. what was your peak and your nadir of your experience here?
My peak.
Oh, and how's it changed you as a human being fundamentally?
Has it changed me?
No, how has it changed you?
How has it changed me? I think maybe...
We've only got a couple of minutes.
I Really? Okay.
Yeah,
well,
no, like, I mean, like, you came in 4 minutes late. Like, we're going like, deep into it now.
How did it change me? I'm blanking. I'm
like
frazzled.
Fundamentally. Well, I mean, you should have been preparing for this. You're the one who quit.
So it changed me because I met a group of great people and I learned a lot.
Okay.
And I really just had a lot of fun.
Great. And now the nadir. What was the nadir of your experience?
Nadir? Like bad bit?
The bad bit.
The bad.
Yeah. Like, you know how they say, ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low? I want to know about the valley low.
Yeah. I can't.
And also how it changed you fundamentally as a person. You have 30 seconds.
Well, I guess I'll say when equipment craps out, I can just, I'm flanking.
Which never happens.
She's blanking.
Cabin, right? I don't know what she's referring to.
Maybe, actually, I was going to say the Santa Claus parade, but that wasn't in the deer. That was hilarious. I loved that. That was hilarious.
Can't wait till this year's becomes a complete cluster cast.
Yeah, hilarious. So I loved that. But
yeah,
it was.
Sibs were great at the Santa Claus parade.
You were
probably the best thing about the
Santa
Claus parade.
Absolutely. And no Santa Claus in this year's parade because he's not getting vaccinated.
Oh, wow.
Well, surely they could find a vaccinated Santa.
There's only one Santa. Brax, I don't know what you're talking about.
A Santa look-alike to the real thing.
Okay, well, that would be blasphemous.
Yeah, could be entertained for this year.
I suppose.
And it changed me because I gave me the courage to venture into the black night that is...
The Black Knight?
Yeah. I gave the courage to get into the Black Knight. It seemed like a more adulty place, but now you feel comfortable there. Very good. Very good. Lecter, anything else?
I want just a quick exercise for the exit interview.
Oh, please.
You may be familiar with former NHL coach Mike Babcock, who he's famous for an exercise where he put one of his players through, where he asked a rookie player to write down all of the players on the roster and put them down in order of the hardest working player to the least hardest working
player. That's what you want me to do?
And
right
I would
now,
like
yep.
you to do that right now for us.
Oh, my God.
I already know who the least hardest working one is. I already know.
Who, you?
Yeah, of course. I'm here 2 hours a week.
2 hours a week. That's true. I mean, hardest working's got to be... This is cliche, but Ollie.
Boo.
Is it cliche? That's
boo, boo.
Yeah, that man. Yeah. I'm not going to say that man doesn't have a life, but he does have a life.
He's got a great life.
It's a very important life, but he's just so dedicated to his work.
I know.
It's always
disgusting.
If you just want to write all of our names right beside Ollie's,
that's right.
The number one spot.
Like Ollie slash AJ slash Lecter slash
10-way tie.
Right.
Well, right. And then everyone else below us.
Yeah. Everyone and then Sibs just one below.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding. Sibley works very, very hard.
Not a good look.
Very,
not a good
very
look
hard.
On your exit interview, taking a crap on everybody else.
Wonderful. Wonderful stuff. I think this isn't a question, but another personal highlight for me from the legacy that you're leaving behind here at Cabin Radio definitely has to be the slow pitch video.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
You and Sibs.
Came out with, like, we changed intro music because of that video.
Yeah.
So, I mean, a profound effect.
Yeah. Amazing stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did my best. I served my people well.
You did. You did, and we appreciate it.
I'm
what?
Saluting you.
Oh, you're bad. I'm a bad car person. Very good. Very good. I mean, I don't have much more. We already know what the scores are here. We've kind of made our notes over the past year and a half, or I suppose, since we've all come together here. So any final thoughts, Lecter?
It is kind of strange, you know, still a young company.
Mm-hmm.
You are only our second full-fledged employee to leave the company. Emily Peacock was the first one, and we all miss her dearly. You're only the second one. Like, we've had interns come and go.
Lots of interns.
One intern tried to leave, but we were like, no. You're now a fixture on the morning news lunchtime news. it's a sad day for sure. That's our second full-fledged employee leaving the cabin.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, Lecter, as always, a little bit nicer than I am. final thoughts. I am sorry to see you go, mostly because it's just fun ripping on you on the morning show.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. No,
I realize I'm the scapegoat.
No,
so
you're not a
scapegoat. I wonder who the buck will pass to when I go.
I mean,
more
you,
of the
we
butt
don't.
Of
I mean,
joke.
Right. I mean, we. Yeah. We. Haven't received our CRTC license yet, and you kind of coming in around the same time that we put that application in, or just a little thereafter. I mean, you know, the timing isn't flattering. But,
oh, like for the CRTC?
That's right.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. I'm not blaming you, but I'm not blaming you.
I'm joking.
In all seriousness.
Yes.
You're fired. Get the hell out. no, I final thoughts. It's been wonderful having you here. We are sad that it's your last day, but I mean, we know that you'll be around.
Yep.
And obviously, here. Like we said, we have a path for you to come back if you choose to do so. If if things that up here, we hope that they do work out. But if they don't, work out the way you want, come back here and do long form for us. I just made that up. Ollie has not said that, but I'll say that right now. Come back, do long form for us. We
Jesse,
love to have
pay
you
out of pocket.
I will not do that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's right. You're not that serious about me coming back.
Well, I mean, I just don't have any money. But thanks for all your hard work. Thank you for making us laugh. I mean, you made me laugh on a daily basis by being such an enormous dork. You are an enormous dork, and it's incredible. It really is. Like. I'm a dork. You're a dork. He's a bit of a dork. He's kind of cool though.
Yeah, a little bit cool.
But yeah, you did great, and you're great, and
thanks.
Everything's great.
My phone wasn't such a jerk. I was going to read you a message from my mother yesterday.
Aww. Very nice.
Who wanted to just share that she's going to miss you as well, same as us.
That's
she has literally never said anything nice about me. So that's pretty. That's pretty. Awesome.
She said that she thinks you're funny.
Oh really?
I just might not have told you that.
Oh, Lenny.
She messaged me yesterday. She usually listens to the morning show podcast in the afternoon. And messaged me and said, Megan's leaving? No! I forgive her for not liking Elton John's Your Song, but I will miss her.
Nah.
She cracks me up.
Our moms are our most fervent listeners and
biggest
fans.
Biggest fans.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's all I've ever wanted. That's all I've ever wanted. All right. Well, final score? We did it out of 100.
84.
All right.
84.
Yeah, that's a solid
that
B.
100?
That's a solid B.
That's an A.
An A is 90 plus.
No,
well,
that's
an A is 80 plus.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh my
B
god,
is
you kids have it so easy.
Contemporize, man.
Don't tell me to contemporize. 84 is pretty good. I'll go.
He's gonna give me less, isn't he?
I don't know.
I mean, probably.
I mean, there's always room for improvement, so I don't want to go 100%.
Right.
There's always room to grow.
Yes.
62.
Are you kidding me? Let's see.
Still a pass.
No, I think we. It's still a pass. I don't know what you're on.
Oh.
I'll go 85.
Oh, one up.
One over. Yeah, without going over. Price is Right rules.
Wow.
That's right. We're closest without going over.
Thanks.
I know you have to rush off to fix your parking. But we have PCPTP coming up, and I think you need to participate.
It's your chance to go out as a champ or a chump.
That's right.
Right.
The stakes
and
are
we've
high.
Been playing your favorites all morning long, so let's continue doing that. Louie by the Kingsmen.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
We learned lecture with you on your Friday morning, joined by still Megan Brackenberry, who will not leave even though she's been fired. Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora 4 Drive in the North. Still, it's dropped down to 1.2 degrees, but there is a lovely orange light coming through in the city right now. Very nice with that sunrise. Lovely way to head into Friday. It's Friday. It's around 8:30. You know what that means. It's time for a little PCPTP with Emily Blake. Yes, you know how this works. Pop culture news of the week from Emily Blake. She gives us 7 questions. We try to answer to the best of our abilities. Today is Megan Brackenberry's last day, so we've roped her into this. But we've got Sibs and Emily via Zoom. This is a champ or chump championship. Lecter's won two in a row. Sibs lost last week. Megan hasn't won a damn thing.
That is untrue. I'm still supreme
champion.
The one time I played, I won. I have a 100% winning record.
That's true.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, well, good winning percentage.
That
well
legacy is on the line this morning.
That's right. And you can take your A- that you got as a parting gift and try to win this.
If I win this, will I get a bump up in my grade?
Nope.
A-?
Yeah, she got
A++ when I was leaving.
Oh, shut up.
You didn't leave.
But you guys did an A for me, and then I just came back.
Yeah, that's right. So immediately drop that A++ to like a B.
It's an A++ now.
A+.
They, you were an intern then. They had to be nice, but.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, I've learned that times have changed.
That's right. Okay, Emily, welcome as always. This is our favorite part of the week, Friday, little PCPTP. Let's get it going.
All right, I'm going to start off with a question that no one but me cares about.
Great.
Question number one, which contestant from the fifth season of RuPaul's Drag Race is set to appear on the upcoming fourth season of Dragula?
What?
Is it?
Hosted by Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
Is it A, Jade Jolie, B, Jinx Monsoon, C, Detox, or D, Ivy Winters?
Are these all real drag queens?
These are drag queens,
okay,
yes.
They're all, okay.
No, Meg, she just made up four names and we have to guess one.
I don't know if she just like was wanting to throw us
snark.
Off.
Snark.
Yeah.
Real snark.
Fire and shot.
So all four of those drag queens did appear on the fifth season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
Ooh.
Hey, what are you doing over there? You're typing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not Googling anything. I'm just typing down the our names to keep score.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Oh.
So okay.
Wait, the only one I remembered was Jinx Monsoon.
Yeah, that's the only one I know too.
You
so
want
I'll
me
go
to
Jinx.
Repeat them?
No.
I'll just say Jinx. Yeah.
I'll say Jinx.
Yeah, I'll go with Jinx too.
I'm going to go with, I think you said Ivy Winter. I'll go with them.
You're all wrong. It's Jade Jolie.
Oh, okay, cool.
Well, right.
Wah. Dang, slap it.
Oh,
Jinx Monsoon was actually the winner of the fifth season of RuPaul's Drag Race. And is one of my
so do we get like half points for that?
No.
No. You get minus 1 point for that.
Oh, wow. Well,
that's going in the minuses.
Okay, well, we're all tied.
Yeah.
Whatever.
All right, next question.
Okay, question two. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are on the latest cover of GQ, and the interview is truly unhinged. According to that interview, they first met at a GQ party, and Megan Fox told Machine Gun Kelly, "You smell like weed," to which replied, "What? A, I'm a ninja. B, I am weed. C, that's me, bro. Or D, it's all haunted."
I hate literally everything about that. Just everything. It's just like two tryhards trying really hard to try hard.
And now they're on the cover.
Yeah, that's right. Good for them.
I think I know this one, so can I go last?
No, you can go first.
No.
I definitely know this one, so I'll go last.
Do you really know this one?
I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn. I'll say I am weed.
I'll wait for other people to answer.
All right, same time, Brack. One, two, three. B.
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 B. Which one's that?
I am weed.
Nice, I got it right.
Yeah, it is I am weed.
B.
Yeah.
B.
There you go. Yes. Everyone's tied at one.
I was going to say that one because it made me chuckle.
I am weed. Oh my God, so edgy.
Good to see Machine Gun Kelly's charm works on you.
So
as well,
edgy
Brad.
And cool.
That's
weed.
That's the line that got Megan Fox.
Yeah.
It's just so funny.
Hey, there's hope for the rest of us.
The only reason Machine Gun Kelly is with Megan Fox is so he can get that sweet Transformers franchise.
Like, to do what? Act in it?
Yeah, act in it. Isn't he David Bowie in a new movie or something? No, he was in the Motley Crue movie.
Yeah, he plays Tommy Lee, I think.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Okay, question three.
Okay, question number three. I finally watched Squid Game, and I am obsessed.
Uh-oh.
But
you don't like Squid Game?
I haven't watched it.
Me neither.
What? It's so good.
It's very good.
Sure it is. Go ahead.
Squid Game is now one of the most, or the most watched show on Netflix. And one of the actors is planning to auction off their copy of the script and what other item to raise money for widows and children living in West Bengal.
A squid.
Is it A, one of the players' tracksuits? B, a helmet with a symbol on it that one of the staff wears? B, a robe from one of the VIPs? Or D, a marble?
I think it's got to be a marble.
I guess.
But I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's true. You could be.
I'll go with the marble.
I'll go marble.
Yeah.
Do we know what actor it is?
No.
If I tell you what actor it is, it will potentially reveal.
Oh, well, we don't want to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are you going to say, Sibs?
Oh, have you guys all answered?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all going marble.
Okay. I'm going to go with the VIP robe.
And Sibs has it. It is the VIP.
Are you kidding me?
Wow.
I don't want Sibs to win.
I would way rather want the marble than the effing VIP room.
Easy. Whoa. Easy on the language. We don't get to say marble here. Jeez. Good Lord.
The VIPs, I mean, the robe is pretty sweet.
I guess. But they're evil.
Effing suck? These are not the words of a professional.
It's my last day. I'm
this
off.
Is some crap
I'm
broadcast.
Unhinged.
Let me tell you.
Think of the children.
Oh, I know, whole spard.
Jeez.
Real Minji. Question four.
What musical artist is making a new 4-part series on Peacock about UFOs after they claim they saw one in Joshua Tree? Is it A, Lady Gaga, B, Lizzo, C, Snoop Dogg, or D, Demi Lovato?
Okay, wait. They're making a documentary about peacocks and UFOs?
No.
Oh.
It's
no,
on Peacock.
Peacock is,
about UFOs. Okay. I didn't know.
You know how many people have seen UFOs at Joshua Tree? You know what happens at Joshua Tree? We all take like really strong psychedelics and, you know, we're going to see UFOs. Last time I saw a UFO, that's the reason.
I thought it was just a U2 album.
Right?
Wait. So there was Lady
It's actually
Gaga
just a tree.
Yeah. Just a tree.
Well,
I don't know. Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato. I'll go Demi Lovato.
Someone's making a
documentary. Yeah, I'll go Demi Lovato too.
Right?
Well, okay, this week Demi Lovato didn't they say that aliens wasn't a nice word?
Not a nice word to describe.
They did say
extraterrestrial.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Demi Lovato as well.
I guess I will too.
Okay, everyone's going the
bandwagon.
Same.
Bandwagon.
How original, Megan.
Okay.
Oh. You are correct. It is Demi Lovato.
I would have said Snoop Dogg, but
seems to be.
I would
Why
love
you?
A series on aliens by Snoop Dogg.
Right. Okay, so it's still 2-1-1-1. Question five.
In the premiere episode of Ellen DeGeneres' Mom Confessions,
what?
Kim?
She needs to stop.
Kim Kardashian West revealed that North's go-to comeback during an argument is what? Is it A, you're just a reality star? B, the question also was, what's the meanest thing your kid has ever said to you?
Right.
B, your house is so ugly, it's all white.
What?
C, you look like a troll. D, you have no talent.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that is raising a real, real nice kid.
Yeah.
I think that is a nice kid.
She hasn't said all of these things. She only said one of them.
Yeah, but she definitely said one of them. So, I mean, all of those are terrible.
Yeah. I'll go with A. Seems like the most
You're just
knows.
A reality star?
Yeah.
I don't remember what one it was, but I feel like the least rude one was the house being white. I'm going to go with that one.
I don't get that one.
I don't either.
But she has like a weird hospital house.
Oh, really?
It looks like a museum.
I feel like the rest are just too rude to say to your mom.
I don't say it.
Poor Carrie.
I almost want to say the talent one.
Okay. Are you saying that?
Yeah.
It's the house.
That's correct. She does make fun of her weird mausoleum house.
Wow. 3-2-1-1.
Sibs, did you say the house?
I did, yeah. It seemed like the least rude one out of all of them.
So Sibs is currently in the lead with 4.
No, she's got 3.
I've got 3, 2, 1, 1.
That's the rudest thing her kids ever said. Gotten, your house is white.
That was the 5th question. She hasn't gotten gotten more than one wrong.
I got 4, 3, 2, 2.
Ah, fair enough. Okay,
same score. Same difference.
Okay, question 6.
Question 6. I feel like this is going to be an easy one, but maybe I'm wrong. What actor made history as the oldest person to go to space this week?
We literally just talked about it, didn't we?
Okay, we're all saying Will Shatner.
We all get a
It's William Shatner.
Free bingo. Like,
can I do my options?
No. Fine. What are your options?
It is William Shatner. Okay, my options were John Travolta, Morgan Freeman, William Shatner, Jack Nicholson.
That's Will Shatner.
Apparently, George Takei ripped on him.
All of them go up to space at the same time and see what happens.
One of them.
That would be pretty fun.
Let's go. Question 7. We're ticking up on time here.
Okay. Question 7.
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion has collaborated with Nike and Fashion Nova. What is the latest brand that she is reportedly collaborating with? Is it A, Popeyes, B, Lego, C, Durex, or D, IKEA?
Interesting. Those are such different brands.
Very differing.
Yeah.
It's Popeyes, Durex, IKEA, and
Lego?
Lego.
Yeah.
Let's go with Durex. Why not?
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Popeyes because people have been collabing with McDonald's lately. So maybe
she's
it's
going against the grain.
Yeah.
I was going to say Popeyes too.
I'll say Durex.
Megan and Sibs have it.
Damn!
Coming out with a new hot sauce with Popeyes.
Wow.
That makes Sibs the ultimate fighting champion?
Sibs is the champ.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Go, Sarah Sibley.
Let's make this very clear. I've still won the most of these.
Okay, sir.
Yay, Sibs. Finally, someone's taken Brackenberry down a peg.
I always lose.
What do you mean? I'm always down a peg.
Yeah.
50% winning percentage.
That's right. Em and Sibs, thanks so much for joining us for, again, our favorite part of the week, PCPTP. We'll talk to you next week for another episode. Sibs, you'll join us, I imagine. Megan, again, fare thee well.
I'll be back.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I could still be
like
on the morning
dying.
Show.
No, I'm good.
I know.
We're good.
She's not
dying. Emily, how dare you?
I think she just volunteered to come in every morning for the morning show.
Great. Okay, we'll talk to you. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you guys next week. On another episode of PCPTP. Well done.
Well done, Sibs.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. All right. Another episode of PCPTP done in the books. Sibs, the champion. What are you going to do? I mean, you know, she knows her stuff.
That's
again, I'm still the ultimate champion, but that's fine. Brax, thanks for joining us again this morning. It's always a pleasure to have you. And again, see you around.
And we'll see you on Monday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be here Monday, right before your new job. Actually, you know what? We should absolutely have you on the day of you start your new job, and the next day when you tell us about your first day of the new job.
Oh, yeah.
Like a journal.
Real journal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dear Cabin Radio, my first day at the new job was a challenge. That's going to do it for Mornings at the Cabin for this week, for this day. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Thanks for hanging out. Always a pleasure to have you.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.